Hello and welcome back to my podcast channel, Tanmay Talks. My name is Tanmay, and in these podcasts, I talk about small things which can bring a big change in your life and business. In my previous podcast, I talked about the purpose of life, which is to grow. So if you're not growing, then you are dying. This is absolutely important to constantly keep reinventing yourself, learning new things, acquiring new skills, since the world is changing fast. So since learning is important for growth, let's talk about learning today. I'm not going to give you a definition about learning, but I'm going to talk about the five essential pillars of learning. So let's start. The first one is books. Obviously, whenever we think about learning, books is something which immediately comes to our mind. Reading books, magazines, journals are very important because it presents us with the perspective of authors who have researched well on a particular subject. You may be in a certain profession where it is important to read industrial reports, journals, etc. And indeed, you should read more and more from the areas of your work as it helps you to be updated with the latest trends and practice in your industry, especially if you are from medical, legal, or technology industry. But having said that, it is not necessary that you only confine yourself to reading from the area of your work, but you can and should also read books on areas of your interest. My wife, for instance, who was a banker, was not just always reading banking reports and financial articles, but she would read quite a lot about history, especially during the World War times. And after having read many books and stories from that period, she developed a very good understanding about how the life probably was of the ordinary people then, especially women during the World War times. I, for instance, read quite a bit about photography, travel, to the extent that I start giving tips on photography and helping people with their travel plans. It became a good topic of conversation. My constant reading about factoids on films and music was always added to my radio show, which made it very interesting and popular. I have to say, people like when you share your learnings with other people. In a way, it shows that you are an open person who is not gripped with any sense of insecurity. Because if you feel insecure, you would not be willing to share your knowledge, understanding, and wisdom with others. And people appreciate that. Every time I go abroad, I always buy a Lonely Planet book of that country and read it. Now, obviously, I may not read from start to finish, but I read a lot of pages. This reading not only adds to my understanding about that place, the country, the city, its people, its history, but also makes the trip that much more memorable and interesting. The second pillar is travel. In olden days, you must have heard this phrase or must have read that many people were introduced as "This man is very well read and traveled." Now, both the words read and traveled were used as a word to define person with good knowledge, understanding, experience, and wisdom. Men or travelers who has traveled were considered far more wise. A learned man or a woman always command more respect in the society. So when you travel, you don't just enjoy the place, but you also get a good glimpse of country's culture, its people, its food, clothing, their approach towards life. I have been to nearly 50 countries where my best travel experience in Mongolia. Now, Mongolia is not a very conventional or a regular popular travel destination. But during my visit, I got exposed to their way of life, what they value, their food, their dressing, their culture, tradition, dance, music, sports, their nature, which is so beautiful and breathtaking with vast landscapes. Well, I have to say that nature can inspire you and you can learn so much when you're alone with nature. The third pillar is social interaction and observations. People are social beings and want interactions. Human interact, we listen to other people, to their point of views, their perspective, their experiences, their stories, and I'm sure that we all get something to learn from them. Well, evolution of mankind has happened primarily due to the social interaction and learning from nature. Observation is another great way of learning. For example, martial arts like Kung Fu in some forms are inspired by the self-defense techniques and instincts shown by animals. Surely someone would have observed that and put that in form of martial arts. So social learning is a primary form of learning. The fourth pillar is experience. This is one of the most richest source of learning, I can say. The thing about experience is that either you have a good experience or you have a bad one. If you have a good experience, well, that's great. But if you have a bad one, a bad experience, then you can surely learn something from it and hopefully at the end improve yourself and become wiser. A person with experience can share so much learning to others, including youngsters, but the important thing is how much we are able to imbibe these learnings in our life. And the last pillar, mistakes. Yes, you heard that right, mistakes. One mistake is a great teacher. Same mistakes more than once is a pure stupidity. Trust me. A very rich man was once interviewed and he was asked, "So how is he so successful at such a young age?" His answer was, "Because of experience." So the interviewer asked, "How have you gained so much experience since you are relatively young?" To which he said, "I gained so much experience because of the mistakes that I made in the initial days of my business." Now remember, if you commit a mistake, don't be upset or be angry about it, but instead learn from it and correct it in future. So friends, at the end, I would only say that learning is a continuous process, and just as a great liquor company, Johnnie Walker, has a brand tagline which says, "Keep walking," my suggestion to you is, keep learning. So please feel free to comment, share your thoughts on the same, and thank you so much for listening to Tanmay Talks.